You've heard, I'm sure, about the loss of 22 Navy SEALs and eight other members of the military in a helicopter shoot down in Afghanistan. It was the single deadliest day of that 10-year war, but there is a way that you can make things easier for the families of the people involved there. Michael Baumer is the president of the board of, director of the board of the Navy SEAL Foundation, and here to talk about the foundation. Mike, thanks for being on the program this afternoon.
Hi, Francis. Thanks for having me.
Talk about the Navy SEAL Foundation, where it came from, and who's involved, and what you do.
The foundation is relatively new. It came out of two previous special warfare foundations that merged at the beginning of this year. The group was put in place in order to provide emergency relief for situations like this, and it's for immediate needs, which runs from now and 9 months out, and then extends out beyond that. We stick with the families.
In a time like we're experiencing now, is there a greater need than ever, or because of the nature of the work that SEALs do on a day-to-day basis that maybe doesn't get the media coverage that an event like last weekend's event got, is this an ongoing effort and an ongoing need?
It is. It's an ongoing need, and it's the need is unpredictable, as we've just learned, and it obviously is tragic. But the need will grow as time goes on, and we don't expect the job to start to diminish over time. We expect SEALs to be pretty busy.
Talk about some of the work that you do specifically with the families of people that are like the folks that we lost over the weekend. These families have tremendous needs. Talk about how you meet those needs.
We help out with things like providing flights, transportation, lodging, educational needs longer term, any counseling needs that are needed on a long-term basis, especially with the kids. So we're really there for anything that arises.
You have gotten creative about the ways that you connect with people, as other organizations have. Talk about the different ways that people can connect with you to get you the resources that you need to donate money and so forth.
Yeah, thank you. So you can text immediately donate $10 by texting the word SEAL, S-E-A-L, to 90999. And so we'll immediately get that. Another way to donate is to go to our website, which is NavySEALFoundation.org. And Americans have been incredibly generous, and everybody's been reaching out, and we really appreciate it.
We have linked that up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. So if you're driving, you can't write down NavySEALFoundation.org. We can hook you up through federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Also, you're on the combined federal campaign, too, so a federal employee can designate number 11454 as the charity that they'd like to support, and money will go to you folks too. What else should people know about the Navy SEAL Foundation, Mike?
We're evolving every day. We're trying to meet the needs. They're always changing. We're trying to think out of the box. That's what we do as a community. And I just want to say that over the years, I every day I'm humbled by what the community is doing, the sacrifices that they're making, the sacrifices of their families, and that extends beyond our community and is military wide.
Tell me real quickly, because we just have a minute or so left. Tell me about the SEAL Heritage Center in Norfolk.
It's relatively new. It's a fantastic facility, and it's to do just that, promote SEAL heritage and history, and also a center for gatherings of families and various events.